Decisions about the nations. Acts 15, 1-35. Some Israelites came to Syrian Antioch and began teaching the apprentices of Jesus, saying, If you are not circumcised according to the law of Moses, then you are not part of the Creator's people and are not able to share in his salvation. Paul and Barnabas passionately fought against this message and tried to figure out who these men were and where they had come from. Then Paul, Barnabas, and some others from their community in Syria and Antioch were summoned to Jerusalem in order to bring this debate before the representatives and elders of Jesus' community. So they headed south through Phoenicia and Samaria. On the journey, they brought great joy to all the apprentices of Jesus they encountered by explaining how people from the nations were changing their ways of thinking and living by radical trust in the Creator. They arrived in Jerusalem in the spring of 50 AD, and they were welcomed by the community of Jesus, including the representatives and elders. They shared everything that the Creator had been doing in Syrian Antioch and on their previous mission journey. Some from the political party of the Pharisees who were following Jesus stood up and said, It is absolutely necessary to circumcise any converts from the nations and direct them to obey the law of Moses. So the representatives and elders gathered together in order to sort through this argument. After the group spent a good amount of time investigating the issue, Peter stood up and said to the leaders of Jesus' community, Brothers, you are most certainly aware that a while back the Creator chose some Romans to listen to the word of the gospel through my mouth. These Romans left their old lives behind to live by trust in the way of Jesus. The Creator, who knows the hearts of all, revealed this to us by giving them the very same Spirit of Jesus that he gave to us. By purifying their hearts and lives through trust in Jesus, he revealed to us that there is no difference between us and them. Therefore, why are you now challenging the Creator by putting a bond of slavery upon the necks of Jesus' apprentices, which neither our ancestors nor we ourselves have been strong enough to carry? Even we ourselves are trusting that we are rescued through the generosity and way of the Lord Jesus and not through the law of Moses. The whole gathering was silenced by these words, and then they began listening to Barnabas and Paul explain all the miraculous work that the Creator had done among the nations through their mission work. After Barnabas and Paul were finished speaking, Jacob, the brother of Jesus, spoke to the assembly, saying, Brothers, listen carefully. Simon Peter has explained to us how the Creator first started gathering the nations into the community of Jesus. The words of the prophet Amos agree with this, as it is written in the 9th chapter. After all this, I will return to you and rebuild the fallen house of David. I will rebuild the ruins and lift her up from the ashes. Then I will call the rest of humanity from all the nations, and they will begin to seek me. I, the Lord and Creator of all, am already beginning this work that will spread throughout this age. Therefore, I judge that we do not burden those from the nations who are turning to the Lord Jesus by making them adopt the culture of our people. However, we will write them a letter, instructing them not to defile themselves with Roman culture. They must keep away from these cultural practices of the Roman Empire. Trusting in human technology, using others for sexual pleasure and social gain, and eating meat from the empire's abusive meat industry. For keeping free from the seductive and destructive ways of the nations was always the heart of Moses' message, which has been proclaimed everywhere among our people for generations. Then the community of Jesus, under the lead of the representatives and elders, chose Judah Barsabbas and Silas to go with Paul and Barnabas to Syrian Antioch. They were to deliver this letter with their own hands. Greetings from the representatives, elders, and community of Jesus to the faithful brothers throughout the Roman Empire. We heard that some of us came to you and upset your hearts and lives with a message and teaching which Jesus did not give and we did not authorize. We collectively decided to send you a couple men along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. These men have given their lives on behalf of the name of our Lord Jesus, who is the Messiah and chosen ruler of all. Therefore, we sent Judah, Barsabbas, and Silas to teach you and report to you concerning these things. The Creator Spirit made it clear to us that you must only be burdened with what is absolutely necessary. Therefore, you must keep away from these cultural practices of the Roman Empire. Trusting in human technology, using others for sexual pleasure and social gain, and eating meat from the empire's abusive meat industry. If you carefully keep yourselves away from these things, you will do well. Farewell. So in the summer of 50 AD, the four men headed to Syrian Antioch and shared the letter with the followers of Jesus there. After hearing it, the community rejoiced at the decision. Judah, Barsabbas, and Silas, who were prophets, challenged and encouraged the brothers so they might faithfully stand firm in the way of Jesus. After a season, the community in Syrian Antioch sent Judah, Barsabbas, and Silas back to Jerusalem. Paul and Barnabas, however, stayed in Syrian Antioch in order to continue teaching the gospel and word of the Lord Jesus.